Punishment. Behavior can be controlled by either punishment or reward. But reward works a lot better. As the saying goes, you catch a lot more flies with honey than with vinegar. Or, if we're not impressed with folk wisdom, we could invoke Freudian repression if we want to think psychoanalytically. If something unpleasant happens to an organism, the organism has little incentive to remember details of the unpleasant event. It's hard to be controlled by something you don't remember. If we want to be a bit more technical, we can use game theory and information theory to reach the same conclusions. We're theorizing that all living organisms have a payoff matrix mechanism. All living organisms have some method of remembering and repeating pleasant experiences and avoiding the repetition of unpleasant experiences. To repeat a pleasant experience, it may be necessary to remember details about the original occurrence. To avoid repeating an unpleasant experience, it's only necessary to remember the stimuli that are associated with the beginning of that experience. The state uses punishment to control behavior. At least that's what they are saying. Why do they say that? They should know it won't work, considering all the times in history that punishment has failed to control behavior. Perhaps their motive is not really to control behavior at all. Perhaps their motive is to capture chattel slaves by calling them perpetrators or criminals. Perhaps the state has no real interest in changing the behavior of the broader population. Perhaps the state is more interested in the profits it makes from its kidnap, ransom, and slavery empire, also known as the Justice Department. Perhaps those kidnap, ransom, and slavery profits mean a lot more to members of the state than the welfare of the general population. There is a good case to be made that the application of force to control behavior only increases the prohibited behavior. Think drug war or nuclear non-proliferation. Those are prize support programs that would have made Machiavelli proud. Of course, Machiavelli seems not to have been in it for the long term. Is there a historical example of a price support program that worked in the long term? The market seems to always win in the end. If we want to change the behavior of the state, and we know we can't do it with violence and deceit, what is our best strategy? First, we have to identify the people in the state who are the most essential to its survival. I think those people are the cops. The cops pull the triggers of lethal force. The cops apply the many instruments of torture and control used by the state. The cops provide the muscle for the crimes committed by the state. Most importantly, the cops determine when and how force and deceit should be used by the state. It's not just the force. It's the information on when and how to apply the force. That's why the cops are much more essential to the state than soldiers. Without the cops, the state would wither away. Without the soldiers, the cops would continue in control, constrained somewhat by the lack of a military boogeyman with which to frighten gullible citizens. Basically, we need to convince the cops to stop being violent and deceitful. We could do that by paying them to not arrest people. But there's a name for that. It's called bribery. And it just makes the cops more eager to be cops. We need ways to make the cops understand that when the punishment is greater than the crime, the punishment is a crime. There is no verbal trickery that will change that fact or eliminate the karmic debt created by state crimes. The authorities can do these evil deeds and hide behind the fortress state for considerable lengths of time, but every fortress falls eventually, and karma always wins in the end. Or we could just wait it out. History gives us a very strong indication that excessively authoritarian societies always fail. But I suspect that most of us don't like living in a world with crazy people in charge. I suspect that most of us don't like living in a world where 99% of the crimes are committed by governments. I suspect that most of us don't care to support a system where we have to put up with 99 armed robberies in the thin hope that the 1% or less of armed robberies that are committed by non-governmental criminals will be reduced just a little bit. On the other hand, if most of us are willing to put just a little non-violent a constructive effort toward ending that corrupt social system. That corrupt social system will fall. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.